Gotcha! It's Mike Wynn with a ludicrously huge welcome to this week's The Real Enjoyment of Jazz. And here's someone we heard just a few weeks ago. Digging out someone's record for you always reminds me of how much I like that artist. So off I go and dig out another one or two and find another song I want to play for you. Here's an example of that. Billy Larkin and the Delegates featuring Clifford Scott. Don't know why they don't just make Scott one of the Delegates and have done with it, as he's invariably in the trio plus one lineup, and of course he's always the plus one. We heard a song written by all four of them, Scott included here, Sticky Wicket, which I find an odd title for a very American group, as I assume Sticky Wicket was only a cricketing term. Recorded in Hollywood June 65 for an LP called Blue Lights. Billy Larkin, Hammond organ, Hank Swan on guitar, Mel Brown drums, and of course, featuring Clifford Scott tenor. If we get time, I'll play you their best-known song later on. Let's see how we get on. Let's have some fun songs for a while. That's from the soundtrack of a 1962 Michelangelo Antonioni film, L'Eclisse, Eclipse in English. Alain Delon and Monica Vitti, music by Giovanni Fusco. We heard the slow version of the theme song. Of the 21 songs on this Quartet Records album, 20 of them are versions of L'Eclisse. And before I say any more, here's a faster version. not only faster, but called L'Eclisse Twist. Sadly, I don't know the names of the musos, but it's a film I now must see. The photographs on the cover of this album show Monica Vitti looking amazing, Alain Delon smoking a lot. Well, not only smoking, but being a heartthrob, also smouldering. Here's the National Youth Jazz Orchestra's tribute to Oscar Peterson. Nijo, the National Youth Jazz Orchestra, recorded live at Ronnie Scott's in 95. I did see that Ronnie's is open for gigs again. Hooray! That was One for Oscar, featuring Simon Carter on piano. This album is full of portraits and tributes to the big names of jazz. Benny, Basie, Bird, Monk, Dizzy, Duke, Quincy, Buddy Rich, and two for Ronnie Scott. Good call, given the location. And here are two of those big names together.
Thank you.
This is a truly fascinating Pablo LP recorded in Hollywood, Feb 78. It features on this song, 920 Special, it features Count Basie on piano and Oscar Peterson piano. On one track, Basie switches to the organ, and on one, a separate one, Oscar goes for electric piano. These two giants of our music did record together a few times, not easy to arrange as both toured the world constantly with their own bands. Fabulous chemistry between them, and augmented here by John Hurd bass and Louis Belson drums. Here's a Monk compo, as played by a Marsalis, Branford in this case. That was Thelonious Monk's 1957 ballad Crepuscule with Nelly from a Tokyo recording session, August 87. The resultant CBS album is called Random Abstract by Branford Marsalis. He was on tenor here, but soprano elsewhere. Kenny Kirkland, piano, Delbert Felix, bass, Lewis Nash, drums. The back photo shows five very bored and fed-up-looking musos with no mention of names, so I don't know the name or the role of the fifth unhappy-looking person. We've wandered rather quickly away from the so-called fun songs I promised. This might bring us back.
With my darling to the Tennessee waltz, when an old friend I happened to see, I introduced her to my loved one, and while they were dancing, my friend stole sweetheart from me. I remember the night and the Tennessee waltz. Now I know just how much I have lost. Yes, I lost my little darling, the night they were playing the beautiful Tennessee waltz. Just what I have lost. Yes, I lost my little darling the night they were playing the beautiful Tennessee.
That's from a brand new Japanese Venus Deep Groove vinyl record. Brand new to me, that is. Recorded in New York City in April 2008 and released in 2009. So yes, I am a bit behind the times. The singer is the Austrian Simone Koppmeier, who moved to the US to take up a scholarship to study music in 2003. As a young child, she first started out on the piano, then she switched to the saxophone, on both instruments playing in her father's band. But a meeting with singer Sheila Jordan encouraged her to take up singing, as we've just heard on the old traditional fave Tennessee Waltz, with Houston Person tenor, Aaron Hike alto, John DiMartino piano, George Mraz bass, Victor Lewis drums. A great lineup, and yes, a strings quartet. Simone, or her management more likely, now consider her well enough known to ditch the Kottmeyer and just become Simone. Short guitar interlude. Michel Legrand's Watch What Happens from Le Parapluie de Cherbourg. Ted Green in Hollywood in 77 on a PMP label LP called, with admirable accuracy, Solo Guitar. This was Ted's debut album as a leader. Sadly for him, it was also to be his last. Let's funk it up a bit, maybe even more than a bit.
We'll be right back.
Charles Williams on alto is the leader on this mainstream LP called Trees and Grass and Things, and we've just heard the title song. Recorded 71-72, our boy Charles released three LPs between 71 and 73 and then had to wait another 25 years for his fourth album. David Bubba Brooks, tenor, Don Pullen, piano and organ, Cornell Dupree, guitar, Jimmy Lewis, bass, William Curtis, drums, Montego Joe, congas. Charles's experience is so typical of many hard-working jazz musos. After graduating from Lincoln University in Jefferson, Missouri, he had to have a day job to support himself and just play gigs at weekends, initially in the post office, but later teaching music in a New York City elementary school, something he was very good at. Here's Monty, and how many Montys do you know? Monty, as in Monty Alexander, of course. In 64, he had released a brilliant Pacific Jazz LP called Spunky, and the title track had been released as a single with some success. And this song, Rattlesnake, was in a similar vein. Well, it even came from the same LP, in fact. Monty piano, obviously. Gene Bertoncini guitar, Victor Gaskin bass, Paul Humphrey drums. This was Monty's second LP as a leader, but it was the one that launched his career, which is still going strong, I'm delighted to report. It's almost time for some Ellingtonia, but I really want to squeeze in this song by Ella first. It's a bluesy Ella.
Run here, pretty baby. Sit down on your mama's knee. I wanna tell everybody how you've been sending me. Yeah, 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 now if that's your secret, well, you can keep it to yourself. 'Cause if you tell me. You can bet I might tell somebody else. Yes, it will get somebody killed. Come on, lead me, pretty baby, 'cause you know I can't be led. Squeeze me, pretty baby, yes, until my face turns cherry red. Run here, pretty baby. Sit down on your mama's knee. Squeeze me, squeeze me, squeeze me, baby, until my face turns cherry red.
Miss Ella Fitzgerald in New York City, October 63, and according to Verve Records, and I have no need to question their authority on this matter, this is the very first blues album Ella has ever recorded. Norman Grantz produced this LP for Verve, and he was also Ella's manager. So yes, her first blues album. To drive the point home, it's called These Are the Blues. Roy Little Jazz Eldridge is on trumpet, Wild Bill Davis organ, Herb Ellis guitar, Ella's one-time husband Ray Brown bass, and Gus Johnson drums. And they certainly did her proud on Cherry Red. Now here's that Ellingtonian number. Thank you. That's from a fabulous Riverside LP called Duke with a Difference, and it's under the leadership of trumpet maestro Clark Terry and recorded over two dates, July and September 57, September in our case. All our current members of the Ellington Band listen to this roll call. Clark trumpet, as we already know, Britt Woodman trombone, Johnny Hodges alto, Paul Gonsalves tenor, Thierry Glenn vibes, Jimmy Woody bass, Sam Woodyard drums. And on the earlier July date, Billy Strayhorn steps in for Thierry Glenn and Quentin Jackson for Britt Woodman. What can I say other than wow? Yes, Sea Jam Blues, but with a difference. Here's the Billy Larkin Trio. Pygmy is a song written by all three members of this trio. Same lineup as earlier in the show. Billy Larkin, Hammond organ, Hank Swan guitar, Mel Brown drums. From their very first and eponymous LP together, December 64, although Pygmy was actually recorded separately as a single a bit earlier, which turned out to be so popular that Billy Larkin and the Delegates were rushed back into the recording studio to make this LP. And just a week ago came the sad news of the death of the gloriously named Bent Fabric. Yes, Bent Fabric, a Danish pianist whose real name was Bent Fabricius Bjor, which, quite rightly, he shortened to Bent Fabric. He made a fair number of LPs. This one, Alley Cat, won him a Grammy. We heard Marking Time. He died just last week at the age of 95. And I also need to mention this important fact about him. In 2018, he was honoured in his native Denmark by having a beetle named after him. Cacomorphoceras, Bent Fabrici. And no, I'm not making this up. Uh-oh, closing time is fast approaching, and we welcome back Tony Coffey on baritone, with Simon Fernsey guitar, Pete Whittaker on a Kruma Mojo organ, and Peter Cater drums, recorded August 2017. Let's enjoy Duke Pearson's song, Minor League. As always, I really hope you've enjoyed this week's show, certainly enough to want to rejoin me, Mike Wynn, for next week's The Real Enjoyment of Jazz. Until then, please take care, be well.